This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. You might say every dollar bill in your wallet is a work of art. It can take more than a year for a master engraver to carve the steel plate by hand.
We all know that money doesn't grow on trees, but have you ever wondered where it comes from? There are two money factories, one in Washington, D.C., and the other in Texas. Together, they print over $600 million a day.
But someday the process of printing money could be as old-fashioned as churning butter. Think that's far-fetched? That we'll always use the old greenbacks?
For the first time in decades, the U.S. Treasury is not printing any $10 bills and cutting back on ones and fives.
Paper or plastic, ma'am, or maybe you'd just like to swipe your smartphone. Life without cash on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee. From Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, Thursday, July 7th. The federal government has been borrowing money and paying money without cash for a very long time.
Well, that'll stop spending. Just stop printing money.
There you go.
Let's get a check of the morning's top news. President Obama meets with Republicans and Democrats at the White House today to talk about cutting the budget deficit. With less than a month till the deadline to raise the debt ceiling, the president says he's convinced a bargain can be struck.
What I'm hoping to see over the next couple of weeks is people put their dogmas aside, their sacred cows aside, they come together and they say, here's a sensible approach.
Basically, don't bring any animals to this meeting. Today's bipartisan meeting will be the first since last month when House Majority Leader Eric Cantor walked out of talks led by Vice President Joe Biden. Now, Cantor says he's open to closing some tax loopholes to increase revenue as part of the compromise.
If the president wants to talk loopholes, we'll be glad to talk loopholes. We've said all along that preferences in the code aren't something that helps economic growth overall.
Also on the table, cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
A federal appeals court says the U.S. military can no longer enforce a ban on openly gay service members. Congress repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell last year, but the Pentagon is still in the process of certifying that repeal. The court order bars the military from discharging anyone based on sexual orientation.
The U.S. and Mexico have reached an agreement allowing truckers from both countries unrestricted access to all of each other's highways. The deal finally honors terms of the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement. As soon as the first Mexican truck is allowed to enter the U.S., Mexico will drop tariffs on more than $2 billion of U.S. goods. The U.S. Department of Energy plans to provide loan guarantees of more than $100 million to expand an ethanol factory in Iowa to make motor fuel out of corn cobs, leaves, and husks.
Just a month ago, ExxonMobil executives told regulators that an oil pipeline in Montana's Yellowstone River was buried deep enough under the river not to be a problem. Now that burst pipeline has spilled 42,000 gallons of crude oil into the river. The Environmental Protection Agency met with residents of the city of Billings last night to answer their questions about the ongoing cleanup and health risks of the oil spill. And the relatives of British soldiers killed in Iraq and Afghanistan may have had their phones hacked by a UK tabloid. That's the latest revelation in the phone hacking scandal surrounding a Rupert Murdoch publication, News of the World. British Member of Parliament Chris Bryant says his phone was hacked as well, and he questions the paper's claims that it didn't know their reporters were hacking phones.
I think they knew what was going on, because how can an editor, who presumably reads the paper that they edit, not know where the story comes from?
Advertisers have begun pulling out from News of the World, and yesterday British Prime Minister David Cameron said he would set up a public inquiry into the hacking.
Dramatic hearing in Boston. Former Boston crime boss Whitey Bulger has pleaded not guilty to a racketeering indictment accusing him of taking part in 19 murders. In Florida, Casey Anthony will be sentenced today for lying to the police about the death of her daughter.
And in California, a Marine Corps helicopter crash at the base of Camp Pendleton has killed one person and injured five others. Asian markets are mixed right now. European indices are up. Futures are up as well. The Dow starts at 12,626. The S&P at 1,339. The Nasdaq at 2,378. The White House has lifted a ban on sending condolence letters to soldiers who commit suicide in a combat zone. Later this hour, we'll speak with a father of a soldier who says closure could be on its way for his son, who died in service 2 years ago. But coming up next, living without cash. It's not as far-fetched as you may think. The U.S. Treasury Department has decided to print way fewer dollars and currency than in recent years. Society without cash.